Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite AfterBuzz TV after show begins, I'm so excited to tell you that my new cookbook is out. It's called The Every Girl's Guide to Cooking. It's the quickest, fastest, easiest, most amazing recipes for kitchen newbies and chefs alike. Please check out MariaMenounos.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hey!
What up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy DJ Jesse Janity here in studio after a nice long weekend. Welcome, y'all, to Shady Monday. I'm joined in studio by Miss Courtney Stewart.
What's up, y'all?
Miss Pink English.
Hello, lovers.
And Miss Char Jocelle.
Hey, everybody.
She got her new hair in.
I do. Yes, absolutely.
Busting through the doors.
Love it.
Reading is fundamental is the title. Mm-hmm. The girls are on their trip at Bethany Beach.
Mm-hmm. Part two.
We got the sister circle conversation. Robin was sharing with everybody how her and Juan's friend, very close friend, was
got them caught up
finagling them,
which is sad. It's really sad.
Little Ponzi scheme.
Yeah.
It's like those little schemes they have on Instagram. Like, you want to make $500 and da 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 da.
When they flip it.
Yeah.
If it sounds too good, y'all.
Do people really
click on those? But those aren't real, though. Are they?
No.
Girl, I don't know. But even if it was, I'll never find out.
I don't click on it.
Me neither. I don't get it.
I will never find out.
I'm sure some of our silly followers do. No, I'm just kidding.
I hope y'all
can we have the live read, please?
Save your money.
The reading is fun.
But yeah, that sucks. That your homie is like the one that did that to you.
But that's why you need to account for every cent.
Yeah.
We talked about this. You need to account for all of your coinage. You just don't trust people just because they're your friends.
And you don't give all your money to invest.
Yeah.
In one thing.
Yeah.
Or like one.
It figures
group
with
you
him.
Spread it out.
It figures with him being a former NBA player. That's what Robin's husband was, right?
Yeah.
Former. Figures that he would have an accountant.
But look at any other NBA, NFL, the majority of them, 90% of them go bankrupt after they leave.
There's a really good documentary on Netflix about ball players after and what they do with their money.
Because they're not, like, if you've never been around anybody that really knows how to deal with substantial sums of money, it is much easier than you realize to lose it.
Yeah, you buying everybody everything.
And investing unintelligently, like, because you don't know any better. And somebody saying, oh, I know what you can do with that. And they're like, well, I don't know what to do with it.
The majority of the time they're young when they sign.
Exactly.
And then their friends are like, hey, we can make this kind of money. We could do this.
And they've gotten propelled through the schooling system because they're such good athletes.
Yeah.
Some of them, I'm not saying that they're dumb, but, you know, some weren't making the grade, but because they excelled in athleticism, you know, the coach had a talk with the math teacher and you ended up with a C.
Yeah. And you got pushed forward. All right, Giselle brings up Katie's charity. She wanted to switch the conversation around. She's like, hey, Katie, what's going on with that? And Katie was still a little upset from the car ride. And she said, I have a new house committee, and I'm not sure if you guys are going to be invited or not.
We're like, oh,
damn. Okay.
It's like that. And that included what? Giselle, Ashley, and Robin? Like, how you just... Ashley was nice to you about it, at least.
She said, this conversation isn't meant to get deep, so we'll just whatever. And then Giselle said, well, you know what? Let's get deeper. So the other night at the party, I felt like you were on drugs.
Right. No, but she tried to say... So-and-so said,
Brene.
It's like, don't do that.
Brene did it in like a joke, girl, you was acting crazy. I was like, what was you on?
Yeah. Which is a natural response, but not like, oh, well, even Brene was thinking that you were on. Like, don't have a co-signer if you can't sign for yourself.
And that wasn't the place for that.
At all. And it's a sister circle. You're supposed to make each other feel better.
I was thinking like the dynamics of their relationship. Before that, they were friends. She went to the kids' like baptism or christening or whatever, you know, synagogue thing situation.
Yeah. Name ceremony.
And like all of this stuff, like they were friends and hanging out. And then it's like all of a sudden, like Giselle, you can kind of tell she's a jealous type of friend that if something that you have or better or whatever, then she switches on you really quick. Because what did Katie do to make you want to do that or act that way?
I didn't feel like, okay, was it like not the place to bring it up? Probably not. But like even when Katie was talking later to Renee and they both were like, oh my God, and yeah, she's so awful. And she said, I didn't really feel it was that deep that Giselle was coming. Like, I feel like she's the friend that like maybe speaks out of turn and like doesn't always say it the proper way because she thinks she can just be blunt and like say stuff. Yeah. But like, I don't get the like, oh, she is so phony and she's so horrible like vibe that they were going off on her about. Like, yeah, you shouldn't have brought up the drug thing because that was kind of
tacky.
You know, tacky.
But she
in
like
front
attacks
everybody.
Everyone.
But I didn't feel like it was attack. Maybe I'm just.
I didn't feel like
she was attacking anybody.
I don't feel like it was an attack. But she did try to turn. It did seem like the sister circle turned into an intervention.
Yeah, yes, I feel like Giselle's a little hypocritical.
It didn't work.
I feel like she's the type of girl that would sit there, but then if someone brought up something about her and her relationship, she would be like, well.
But right. I feel like
she's called Ashley
a
thought for
circle,
twerking.
Exactly.
That.
But
like,
then you get your booty smacked from some gay dude in a gay club.
Exactly.
Twerking.
And right. Wearing a see-through bra. You know what I mean? Like, you can't. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't
that
know.
If it was such a mom.
Like,
it looked like
capris.
She had workout pants. Like, they look like workout capris.
I was like, girlfriend. The shoes were cute.
Girlfriend.
The lace. Mama.
In theory, it was kind of trying to work, but it didn't quite get there.
No, it didn't get there at all.
Katie wasn't here for it. She was pissed. She went upstairs the next day. It was raining outside. Karen feels bad for Katie. Ashley and Karen kind of do like a little night recap where they felt like Giselle wasn't really being open because she just talked about the shit story.
But right. I felt like that's being open.
No, because...
Not the same way.
That's like a never have I ever.
Right. When Karen put it into perspective, I was like, oh, that makes sense. They're talking about bankruptcies and Alzheimer's and... And you want to share a story about how T made you blow up your boyfriend's hotel bathroom?
I mean, maybe it's because I would tell that story, and like that's why I think it's that serious. Because it's embarrassing, and you'd be like, eh. Because maybe she didn't
but
have anything.
But the stories
like,
weren't about embarrassment.
But the point is still,
they
you
were
don't,
supposed
in a
to be
sister
opening
circle,
up.
You're opening up about something that was humiliating or embarrassing for you. Like, you don't get to decide, like, when somebody's comfortable sharing certain things. So, like, if that was what she felt comfortable revealing in that moment, the same way that we want them to feel comfortable revealing whatever they did, I think she deserved the same, whatever. And I don't think you
but
don't
it,
get to
well,
assume
but if
that she was purposely holding
back. I'm not trying to police what
it.
what she's opening up about. It just didn't go with the theme of the sister circle. It didn't go with the content of the sister
circle.
Well,
maybe at the time she didn't have anything like tragic to talk about.
It comes off hypocritical to me. It's more like, okay, you want to go deep in about Katie's life, but then when it comes to you, it's like, oh, I just shit in my
Well, I definitely think the Katie thing shouldn't have been brought up. Like, that's irrelevant. But I don't think necessarily, maybe.
And Katie should have been respected for not wanting to share.
At the same time, but Katie also was like real stank the whole time about, like, I feel like she was way in her feelings about everything that Hobie
I do
did.
Think
starting
was...
in the car when she got mad because they Googled her blog and because Storm going to your room, I can't deal with her. Like, it was too much.
Over in her feelings for sure. But, and it brings me back to like sitting with Charisse and saying how at first Giselle was kind of putting on for the cameras, and so I wonder if these girls who have been around Giselle before are kind of like getting annoyed with her on-camera personality.
Right.
I mean, maybe.
All right, so Katie feels like she was attacked, and Giselle walks in on that conversation as she's talking to,
Bernie. I keep wanting to call her Bernie.
2016.
Then I'm not the only one.
Feel the burn!
Feel the burn. And Charisse, and... She says, look, you know, you're in everyone else's business, but you don't share your own. Giselle said, I was concerned. I wanted to ask. Katie
but that's
brings,
not how you go about it.
Well, yeah, and then Katie brings up these multiple sex partners, yeah. And then something about
sex in the lobby at the hotel.
It was like she had these things like in ammo. Like yeah. If she said something to me, I'd be like, "Well, you had sex in the lobby at the hotel."
But Giselle didn't write a blog about it.
Exactly.
And her feelings about it, and then tell Giselle everyone
was like,
to look
it up. Because none of that happened, and she was like, "That's not the point." And she gets up and walks away. Like, so you made it up too, and you know you did, but like just for the hell like that.
That's why Giselle was laughing at her. Like,
it just didn't make any sense. Whatever. That's why I don't understand. That's why I feel like something going on with Katie for real.
Karen's advice to her was take her audience away. I'm like, y'all are reaching over here. They go do a photo shoot. It was cute for them. Like, they were at Six Flags or something.
Yeah, or Knott's Berry Farm. Yes.
And the only thing that really came from that was Katie calling Giselle the bottom bitch.
I was like, damn, bro.
And the way she said it, I was like, ooh.
And I can't believe it didn't escalate.
I like how she asserted herself, though. I like the how Katie put her foot down, and Giselle saw that she was not there to toy around.
Mm-hmm. She said she felt she treated her like a little girl. She said, "If you're going to speak about something like that, come direct to me. I heard what you had to say, and I don't want to hear it any more of it." I was like,
I didn't see an issue with that. Go ahead.
I loved it. Yeah.
At the same time, it was kind of very split personality, and it makes me like more concerned about Katie. Like, I appreciated it. Like, I'm glad she stood up for.
I didn't like the way they edited it wrong.
I was just like, damn.
I love that whole scene.
No, it was great.
It was great, but I think that she was probably listening to the other girls, like what they were saying, like, go tell her, because Giselle is that type of mean girl that if you don't say it, then she's gonna keep antagonizing you and keep picking on you.
The original girl from Potomac had to check everybody, and it was like,
it seemed
look,
like
Giselle,
Katie
you're
just got fed up.
Yeah,
I didn't look at it as split personality. There are certain ways that I even know with myself where I kind of change my tone or things like that. But when you reach a certain breaking point where you just need to lay it down on the line, then things change up. And I don't have a split personality disorder, so.
she disappeared up in that room talking about her way of dealing with stuff is walking away. And then suddenly after chatting it up with all these other women about how awful Giselle is, she can suddenly like stand
fine.
Firm. Like, I don't think that's cute.
Okay.
Like, that's not. I mean, I'm glad
that's
she
okay.
did it. Don't get me wrong. And it was
because
very entertaining.
Like English just pointed out, Giselle is that kind of girl you got to say. You can't just walk away from Giselle. Yeah. I mean, in real life, you'd be able to, but we're filming together. Yeah. You can't just walk away and just find a corner, because then you'll be ostracizing yourself from all the other ladies. So,
and
not only that,
she's the type of girl that will continue to pick on you and bring stuff up.
She's doing the housewives thing.
But that's what they're there for.
But the funniest thing, though, was when Katie was like, you know, I don't even know where she came from. I don't know her people. I don't know any.
Where's this accent? What accent? Where,
yeah.
Does
I was
she have
confused.
An accent?
To me, Giselle is country. It's not like she'd be trying to talk
she
like Howard Hugo.
She's
country.
Confused. But maybe she was trying to say, like, her little bit of a urban ethnic accent. Like, yeah.
Because every
she's saying, like,
every sentence Giselle
got
says,
you.
It's like a catchy catchphrase.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, pop, lock, and drop it. Oh.
Pound.
What
very
you
tame,
do?
Very
oh,
Tamar,
yeah. Like, okay. It's like,
not
calm
Tamar.
Down. No, Tamar has witty ones. She's saying ones that are from 1990.
Tamar has ballroom ones that she stole from. Whoa. She watched Paris is Burning one time on Netflix and decided to take it to reality TV.
and ran with it. Ashley the next day calls Michael, and she tells him that she's going to take the girls to their favorite drag place called Blue Moon. Mm-hmm. Later they go out to a champagne brunch where Karen and Katie say, how do we get Andrew ready for the aisle?
You don't.
It's none of your business.
She said he's already ready.
Yeah, girl.
He's just waiting for that special moment.
Okay.
That's the psycho
me.
Thing that the girl says to her friends. That's like an abusive situation. Like, he hits you at home, and then you tell the girl Lorenz, he's like, no, he doesn't.
Nuts. Ugh.
He needs help ring shopping. I'm so sure Andrew wants to spend his day with Karen
shopping. She's like, you have to show me what you like. And they're like, this one's great. And what's her face? Charisse.
Then we get prenup talk. Where Ashley has a good one, where she's going to get homes and money out of the situation.
Cash.
How you doing, girl?
Cash.
Cash. Yeah. Hello.
Not mad at that.
Wait, but I need to talk about something. The weird thing that the camera kept doing was showing the dog licking his feet or its vagina, and then the pictures on the wall, were those pictures still of his ex-wife?
I don't know, but it was some random...
Did you notice
it? Well, he does have older kids. So
but this was like an older lady, like his age. I was like, why do they keep panning to these family portraits on the wall?
Maybe his first wife passed away.
Okay, all right.
You know,
Ashley don't mind.
She don't care. She like, I got a good.
She said I got cash.
She's living good. She has a beach house.
Yes.
She doesn't care.
It's the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
Exactly.
As she said.
Yes.
But I'm not trying to take advantage of him.
She said I won't take advantage of him.
She's keeping him satisfied.
I know exactly how to suck his dick to keep it okay.
Exactly. She keeps him satisfied and happy, and it seems like they have a lot of fun together.
They do.
And she doesn't like mind the things that he does, like him taking off his pants and
like
jumping.
Just
do whatever you want to do,
silly.
As long as we got...
As long as the bank account is still right.
As long as we got
and
funds.
My black card still works.
Mm-hmm.
As long as I'm holding on
and
to
I
the
got
wallet.
A Porsche.
And the Porsche is nice.
Then there's
and
this conversation
like
about Andrew and Michael and how they kind of conservative and...
Fiscally conservative.
What does that even mean?
With finances.
That you're a curmudgeon?
No.
Like
you're a Republican
like you really
in terms
don't
of finance.
Spend a lot of money, but you don't pay no taxes. You get over on the government. You write everything
I'm
off.
Like, does that mean that you're frugal?
Well, she didn't say. They could be. But to say you're fiscally conservative, you straight up, like, you believe in
Trump.
Right.
Big business, Trump, and
gotcha.
That the taxes should favor.
By the way, shout out to my hometown, Chicago. Y'all showed up and showed out
down.
For the Trump rally.
Showed up and shut it down.
You made Mama proud.
I can't wait for him to come here.
What
he'll
you,
be fine
I can,
here.
I can wait.
Yeah, it's Hollywood.
Fine. This is Hollywood.
Hollywood
will be
these
fine.
These the people
here.
Who tweet that they don't like him, but then be funning on the side.
They'll be like, can I get
fine.
On Celebrity Apprentice?
Yeah.
he does not own that anymore, does he?
What?
Actually,
yeah.
No. Because when he parted ways, I think he... Well,
Arnold Schwarzenegger's doing this.
I bet he still has some ownership.
No, yeah, he just can't host it.
Yeah, anyway.
But anyways, besides that, so then Katie goes into how, it's so weird when you talk to white businessmen about, you know, African-American.
Very strange
like,
conversation.
It was a strange conversation, but I will
Race
give her credit for bringing it up and that, like, articulating that idea, which I think is very, an honest assessment of white men that I've spoken to in terms of that level. So like the idea and I'm not calling her dumb, but she's kind of played dumb or at least behaved slightly dumb for like most episodes. So I thought that was a very insightful piece of
I did too, but I wish it caught on because it was like I felt like she thought she could connect to Ashley in that moment. Ashley was just kind of sitting there like,
she was like, girl, I'm 26, I don't care.
Right.
As long as I got checks.
Well, I mean, it's not like she wasn't lying. A lot of high-powered white businessmen can be very dismissive and nonchalant.
Well, and it's
also, they catch on to fads and trends and stuff. That's why.
And conceptually, like they've never walked in those shoes,
right?
No,
so
exactly.
It's like,
so it's just
why
that's
do
what
I care?
Down to. But the crazy thing is, for Giselle to say, "Oh, well, you know, white men don't even like you anyway."
That was weird.
She's just like every little thing that she says is just like, where do you get these?
But
things?
I feel like that to me was an editing glitch because it sounds like they probably asked her a different question, and that response was edited in after that conversation.
I hope so, because I was like, "You hate her that much?
It
like,
was really?
What do you mean? Like, you're trying to say her man don't even like just
no
white
sense.
People don't." Like you.
I think they just put that in personally, but that's just my opinion.
Do you guys think it's weird that the ladies keep mentioning their ethnicity?
No.
I feel like they may have deep-seated issues with, like, because it seems to be a recurring theme, race and ethnicity and...
levels of it within these girls.
Classism and...
I mean, I think it's a product of where you live and where you've grown up and what you talk about.
And it's their... I feel like they're bringing their personal baggage on to... like everyone does, but it's a recurring theme. And if it wasn't so many mixed people on this show, I don't feel like it would be such a huge conversation, but it's like everybody's swirly with something, so...
Giselle turns the conversation... thanking Ashley for her hospitality and thanking Karen for taking her under her wing.
Can I just say I hated this whole portion?
It was stupid.
And you did such a good job. And
gracious, graciously,
Karen,
gracious, grace, graciously, grace.
Graciously, grace.
Graciously,
grace. Oh, she was standing on her own long before I came along. I just helped her involve. It was the dumbest bullshit.
The torch.
Give me a break. Give me a break.
They used gracefully in another way.
And Ashley totally played along. She's like, yay, did it, guys. And they're like, we invite you into the club, bitch. I'm already at the table. You at my house.
I'm holding a damn pot.
You're at my house. Like,
what is this?
I'm holding
cherry
a twig,
cherry
tree, too, or whatever just like you, ho.
I'm holding a shrub, bitch.
It's so, like a sorority, basically.
It was annoying.
They want it to be.
I was gross. So.
Hey, Chess.
So we get to the karaoke drag show at the Blue Moon, where Karen was getting her entire life.
She sure was. Mm-hmm. She had abs showing. And
I was shocked.
I was like, girl, they had to tell her to keep the titties in. I was like, Karen.
They all were having a good time, though.
Yeah, Giselle was twerking, getting spanked.
And her mm-hmm. spank.
And then Michael pops up, and Charisse was a little taken aback at first, and automatically Karen was not comfortable.
Karen was pissed.
There's gonna be a man sleeping in the house?
What will I do with my breasts?
Please don't ever say that.
Oh my god.
She said what?
He might touch my breasts. Bitch, calm down.
All the way.
Calm down.
Nobody is checking for that, honey.
Ashley said, that's I don't care race. How you feel.
And Ashley was drunk as hell. She was like, this motherfucker just licked the shit out of my tongue. Yes. We about to get it on tonight.
Hello. Okay.
All of you are leaving tomorrow.
Right. He came to
in
surprise
the morning.
Me. Exactly.
Yeah.
Karen, it was kind of Team Karen, Giselle, and Robin, who were upset because they wanted this girl weekend. And then it was Charisse, Katie, and Miss Barney.
Brene. Gail King.
Who are cool with it.
I like Gail King.
What did you guys think of the situation? You're out with a group of friends. It's girls trip. The last night.
It's
the person whose house it is, man shows up.
It's annoying.
Is it annoying?
It's annoying, yes, but it's not that serious.
If it's a girls type thing, then absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was inappropriate
it is very
for
annoying.
Him to stay. Mm-hmm. I think that it would have been cute
if he just did a
and then was like, hey, listen, because it is all women there, there's probably underwear and tampons, like things all around. You're comfortable. You know what
if
I mean?
If your tampon is all around, you can't come to my house.
No, I'm
hell
saying,
no.
But I'm saying like your toiletry case is laying around. You know, stuff like that. And you're wanting to have this sister circle, and now it's like all of a sudden the trip is cut short. The last night, that's usually when you let go, you
and
drink
you got
a little
your
bit too
off
much,
and your right? Stuff swinging,
just, you know,
like,
stuff
you know,
like that.
It was a total invasion.
He could have said, "I'll get a hotel," even though, of course, we know
house.
It's your house.
Yeah.
Get a hotel. You want to surprise her at the club because you love the club. Whatever, do you? Then that's it. Even if you are staying in your room, I just think it is uncomfortable.
Yeah, I think it's definitely uncomfortable, but
they dragged it out way too far.
And once he was obviously not leaving or going anywhere, like, you still should be
you work
respectful
around it.
And you work around
and
it.
Because you're in this man's house, after all. It's not like y'all rented a house.
Exactly.
It would have been different if they rented a house and went out there, but you are in this man's house. So it's like, if you find out he's going to be there, then you just work around it.
And the most
maybe
stupid,
leave Ashley out of some activities.
Exactly.
So you,
and the most stupid excuse is for
or call it Uber and go home.
To be like, oh, Ray wouldn't approve of this.
Yeah.
Girl, Ray probably got a little thought at the house right now while you gone.
I think Ray and her are very like.
Me too.
Ray's on Ashley. Ashley Madison.
And he said the same exact thing. She said, that's inappropriate.
Because she probably texted him that.
No, I
He's
think
like
that
80.
They grandpa. Grandma.
He, I feel like in their relationship, he likes her more than she likes him.
Yes.
Type thing. So he ain't going nowhere.
And he knows she's got those big old chi-chis. So he's like, I don't want nobody seeing
that.
Yeah,
that whole 80-20 thing in relationships. Is there's always someone who likes someone more than,
That's the way it should
Boom. Karen is beyond over it. Charisse says she sees both sides. Karen says, a note to motherfucking self.
I will not be back.
Giselle says, this is just disrespect to all of our husbands and boyfriends. And
which Giselle
and
does have none
and
well,
she
of.
Says that, and my, and her husband, and her boyfriend.
She said, and everyone I
and
call
my people.
My people or whatever.
Giselle grossed out. She goes to bed because Michael jokes about only guy with seven girls, which was inappropriate.
Yeah, but then the thing is, the way that she walked out and the stuff that she said, walking away.
Stay with your wife ups in your room.
Yeah, like, and I'm going to bed because of this one. Like, yeah. Completely disrespectful. Yeah,
I'm like, don't tell me what room to stay in my house. One.
And don't point at me and call me this one. This is my house. You better say, room. Sir.
Thank you for your little room. Well, girl, you got coins. I ain't saying
sir. How dare you say thank you for my little room? Yeah. Ugh, disgusting.
The rest of the girls looked like they had a fun night. Robin looked like she eventually dropped it.
And yeah, she was just like, I want to have a good time.
Which all of them did. Yeah.
Except the two except angry for ones. Giselle and Karen. Karen took her
certain people
to
just
bed.
Like being angry for sport.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They just wake up. There's a certain sector of Twitter that I feel like just wakes up like, what can I bitch about today? Hotep Twitter.
Hotep.
Hotep Twitter. They're all like the black people. It's like this sector of black men who are like obsessed with Egypt. They think Egypt is the only country in Africa, and they are extremely misogynistic, typically. They're extremely homophobic, typically. It's just, you gotta look for
it. So it's
like
the people that be out hanging out in New York on the streets and like be reading that story about Egypt.
Yeah. They just, it's weird, but those people, they remind me of people who, you know, just wake up like, what can I go off about today? Like, who can I drag today? Let's talk about black women and respectability politics. We need more Michelle Obamas and less Beyonce. Like, it's just to troll. You all know, if you all are out there on the Twittersphere, you know exactly who I'm talking about. The sector.
On that note, let's head into what? Predictions.
And now, your After Buzz TV predictions.
That's what she's selling. I know, I just
read that. All right, so next week, I mean, I don't really know what they were trying to show us with these previews for next week.
I don't even remember.
I'm sorry, I just went to sleep and
like,
I wonder
if it's the season finale because
it didn't say. Because you know, like, how they say
because it seemed like they
finale.
Were, like, wrapping everybody up. But so next week we see Robin and Juan where they're talking about being in love, you were the love of my life. They're cute together.
Except somehow we failed and didn't make it work.
I mean, but I also can see Robin being so mad that Juan's best friend stole a whole bunch of money and she was like, no, I'm getting divorced.
But she said the money was more devastating than divorce.
She did say that. Mm. Which I would imagine it probably was.
Yeah, because then you ain't
losing all your finances. Like,
yeah.
That's horrible.
We get the...
I feel like when people scam my bank card, I'm mad. You know? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
somebody was trying to buy a train ticket in England and I was like, what the fuck?
Someone spent $500 at CVS, I was like, hold in Vegas. Yes. I'm not even there. But you don't use your card
at
the gas station.
Don't swipe Arco.
That's why.
No, at the gas station.
And you never, ever use your card in Hollywood. Ever. Like, you know, like the touristy part, like Hollywood and Highland. Ever. Every time I've used my card there, I've gotten scammed.
Because they have those.
I have to call the Better Business Bureau. Like, I was not at Cabo Cantina. I did not spend 50. Like, it's just never use. If you all ever come to Hollywood and Hollywood and Highland, that's like the strip, I guess. Like for Hollywood, never use your card. Always use cash because it's always some wheelings and dealings. Mm.
Good thing I don't go out in Hollywood. But when I do go to gas stations,
when I have people visit, I go. I have no reason to go.
See, I'm terrible. I'm not the tourist.
Me neither.
If you coming for touristy shit?
You
I'm
can
not
go
the
and then meet me
visit.
Back
right,
at my
get,
house.
So Roy versus Michael.
Who is Roy?
Oh wait, what's her name? Karen's husband.
Ray.
Oh,
Ray.
Sorry. Ray versus Michael. He's basically saying that I'm like,
you told me it was only going to be girls there and you showed up
I'm a little
with my
bothered
wife's
by that, Michael.
Titties.
I don't think he's about to get buck.
No,
like,
Michael's
going to
give him
put...
a beer and be like, oh,
yeah.
Bro, come
it's like,
on.
I'm totally sorry, man. I just wanted to fuck my wife.
Karen's done with Ashley and doesn't want her around her daughter. And calls her out in front of all the other women.
Oh, and then the girls were upset. They were like, oh my God, Karen, you don't want us around your daughter? And she's like, no, just that bitch.
And then did she just give her
one.
The middle finger after she did
I
that?
I don't know, but she walked
she was
the hell
like,
away. Yeah.
And like walked away. And it was just like,
She did.
What the
like,
hell?
Kenya Moore twirl.
1 minute you're wanting her to try on dresses and outfits for your daughter. Now all of a sudden, your daughter shouldn't even be hanging around these girls.
That's why when she said it in the car, I was like, I understand that. Like, your daughter's like 17, impressionable. Like, you don't want her hanging out with a 20-something like girl that's out and partying and having a great time, I guess. But
right.
To say it, and I mean, obviously we don't know the context fully, but like, that was harsh the way she said it at that little party. But hopefully it'll be fun.
I'm sure it will be.
Because we had a good 2 episodes of fun.
Right.
We have. For this show, it's been exciting.
People, like a lot of the comments, people love the show, but I'm like,
yeah, shout out to those people. We got dragged talking about we don't like this show. Why are we doing this show? Because we don't like it. Honey, we like it just fine. We just would like it to be a little bit more elevated and a little more exciting.
It's been kind
of. In fairness, last week we were talking about 50 million things, but we guys saw that comment and I was like,
sorry.
We definitely got
but
dragged.
But I felt like this episode had the perfect balance of like a little bit of shade, a little bit of sweetness. Yeah. The girls all kind of got around with
so
it.
So when it's good, we tell you what we say is good.
Yeah.
If we weren't feeling it, we say we weren't feeling
Speaking of fun, I forgot to mention this to you guys, but really big day today. Curious about a celebrity boyfriend's midlife crisis? Enjoy hearing stories about behind the scenes of Hollywood, or maybe you're amused by old TV and movie references.
Definitely.
Then you'll love The Tomorrow Show with Kevin Undergaro. Join AfterBuzz creator Maria Menounos' fiance, Kevin Undergaro, along with AfterBuzzer co-hosts Roxy Starr and Ashley Daniels. You guys can watch it live on Mondays and Thursdays from 7 to 9 Pacific time on The Tomorrow Show. .com. You guys can subscribe to them on iTunes. It's The Tomorrow Show. Make sure you guys check
it out. Is that a new
Find
phone?
Them on Twitter and Instagram.
Girl,
and everything.
Yes.
Do you know if Maria's going to stay with Menounos, or is she going to do like Menounos Undergaro? That's a tongue twister.
I can't imagine her switching
her name.
I told
her to change it to
Menounogaro.
Just like put it all together.
Maria Menounos Undergaro.
There you go. Check them out. The Tomorrow Show.
Boom. Also, make sure you guys check us out here at AfterBuzz. Subscribe to us over on iTunes and rate and subscribe and leave us some comments and love below.
Like you always do.
Yeah. We love them. Because
we love you. And we only have like 2 more episodes,
right?
2 more
episodes left.
Should be almost done. Yeah.
I'm interested to see how this reunion works.
I was going to say, did they do one? Because I haven't heard word of them taping one.
No. Did they do it the first year for OC?
They do it for every year.
No.
The very first,
but that was like the first.
Because this reminds me of an OC kind
of. Yeah, you're
right.
But
at this point, I mean, they've like shown the format, so like you would think they would still do one.
But they don't have anything to talk about in the reunion.
Well, you guys would know, so send us all the
tea. They might do like a little one on Watch What Happens Live, like with everybody just sitting there.
Oh, yeah.
They might do something like that, yeah.
Boom, well hit us up at AfterBuzzTV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You guys can hit me up everyone's social media at DJ Jesse J.
And I'm at Stuart Starlet.
You guys can always find me on Instagram at Pink English, as well as on Twitter, English Speaks.
Char says so.
Till next week, same time, same place. Actually, we'll see you in an hour. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.